supplied by them, the spiritual aspect of the prasad. And the practical by Nityananda Advaita Srinivas Acharya in Bengal. They are going on with practical duties, Sankirtan, making disciples, and the spiritual side was gathered, compiled and gathered and published by the Vrindavan party leader, under the lead of Sanatana, then Rupa, Jiva, Gopal Bhatta, Raghunath Das. They are the authentic scriptures.
Under the leadership of Sanatana Goswami Maharaj.
Sanatana Goswami.
He was the leader of the scriptural compilation.
Physically. That is the Vidhi.
The rules and regulations.
The general.
Scriptural injunction?
The scriptural injunction. The injunction of the general devotional side and the internal rago side, that was relied with Rupa Goswami to analyze the affection, love, and the affinity, the mental, the sentimental side, that was taken up by Sri Rupa, the Rasa Vihar, Santadachi Chakravatsava. The external side by Sanatana, and the internal side of love, Vini, Vrindavan, and that was entrusted with Sri Rupa. Empowered, inspiration from Mahaprabhu for that. And the Rupa took up that Anuraga side, the love affairs, divine love. He began to produce original scriptures. And Sanatana, he collected many directions from different Purana and the other previous scriptures, holy scriptures, and by power of that he tried to prove that what Sri Chaitanya Deva has told, that is the real purpose of life. And in this way we can acquire that end of our life. And the external side was supplied by Sanatana Goswami, and the internal side by Rupa Goswami. And Jiva Goswami afterwards came to prove and put that in Vedic and Vedantic basis, that this is the object, the purpose of the Veda, the Vedanta and the Purana. They all say what the gist, the very purpose what Mahaprabhu has and our Guru Goswami Sanatana Guru has done, that is proved by the scriptures, living scriptures of all of the Arya Sanatana Dharma. And Gopal Bhatta also gave some dictums about the Smriti from Ramanuja section, the Bhakti Scout also was added to that. In this way, things began. Nearly 400.5 years ago. 450 years back.
Maharaj, did Mahaprabhu in any place directly mention that he was the Supreme Personality?
That was only revealed in with Ramananda.
But that even not outspoken out?
No, you conceal it. Your intense divine love has forced me to show this to you. But don't divulge it to others. In this way he showed. Rasaraj Mahabhav Duye Kuru. transposed by Ramananda Sarasvati, love to show it in that way.
Hmm.
And in other places also, in some mystic way, that's just as to
Murari Gupta.
This Murari Gupta in a way, that Tito, the Vipra, that to him, suddenly in some places,
yes,
and then suppressed. Hmm. In this way he showed.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
Sarvabhauma. Prayerfully, not direct that I am so. To Tito Vipra somewhat, and to Ramananda, to his fullest extent, that I am so. That also in the subsist way, somehow. Don't divert it, don't give it subsist.
Maharaj, yesterday you were beginning to explain that Swarup Damodar Goswami, he had composed 14 shlokas, which is the basis
of all.
So, but I think something else came in between, and you did not explain. Could we hear that explanation once more, Maharaj, if it is?
What?
About these 14 shlokas.
We found in Chaitanya Charitamrita,
Who
is Mahaprabhu, who is Nityananda Prabhu, who is Gadadhara, who is Advaita, this Panchatattva. Six shlokas for Mahaprabhu, five for devoted to Nityananda Prabhu, perhaps two for Advaita Prabhu, one for Gadadhara Pandita, another for Advaita, Panchatattva perhaps. This 14 shlokas came from Swarup Damodar, and that is the basis of the whole Leela of Mahaprabhu. He was the most intimate, and Radharam, Lalita, and he knew everything. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So Swarup Damodar is within our Guru Parampara, but not Ramananda. Ramananda is nearer to Krishna than to Radharam.
Yes.
Vishakhanam, between the two, middleman. Little inclined towards Krishna. But Lalita is exclusively in the support of Radharam. And sometimes she becomes haughty towards Krishna, cruel, to deal with him, to give up the dignity of her mistress, Sri Radhika. She is Veparva, people, Veparva.
Unconcerned.
No. She is desperate. Sometimes she becomes desperate. Crosses the reasonable, plane of reasonable life. Uttunga Shaurita Vasa, Vishesha Vasa, Prabhupada. Rupa Goswami is describing her nature, Lalita. We was in Vakarina. Radha Mukunda Padasambhava Padma Bindu Nirmanchanu Pukatani Kitadeha Lokhaṁ Uttunga Saurita Vishesha Vasatva Galbhaṁ Devingana Svalitaṁ Suraditaṁ Lalitaṁ Namaham. Rupa Goswami says, I bow down to that great mistress, Lalita, whose nature is such. How? Radha Mukunda Padasambhava Bhadma Bindu Nirmana. If she finds a drop of sweat, either in the foot of Radharani or Madhava, she is besides herself, and wants to take one million body. How eagerly she wants to remove that drop of sweat. That is how eagerness, harshness of service of both of them. She can't tolerate that a drop of sweat should come on their feet. She becomes mad to find it. And as if with 1 lakh of bodies, with that attitude, so you can go straight on that. So much attention and affection she bears towards that. Radha Mukunda Pada Sambhava Gharma Bindu Nirman Charupa Karani Krita Dehu Lakhan. Ostunga Vishesh, Ostunga Shaurida Vashi Vishesh Vashatra. Sometimes he's Sometimes she seems to
Playful mood?
Not playful, little ugra.
Cruel.
No.
It crosses the limit of gentleness, courteous, discourteous. Impertinence, is shown in her behavior. Uttunga vishesha vasat pagalbhang, but ubhattakiti, she is something more unnecessary. But only that is meant for the highest degree of his affection towards the world. Can't tolerate it. It becomes a little pragalbha, prodigal. Prodigal or what? Takati, ubhattakiti sometimes. Crosses the limit of kashi. She is sent sometimes. But that is only for the extreme attraction for their good. Jam kam api bhajamupi visobhan yaya prekha sapekha padavin aniruddhamana. Whomever he is coming across while wandering in the street of Vrindavan, come, join our side. That is it. Join us. That is Chandravali's side and others. Oh, join us. Whoever we find, any girl, come, join us. Join the camp of Radha. Jam kam api bhajam visubhanu jaya sapakka padavim aniruddhamana. And if only she admits, yes, take me, accept her. Yes, I
enlist your name.
Enlist her name. Come, join us. In this way, she is moving. Suddhastha, ishta ghatanino kitartha yanti. Fulfilling is the aspiration. Immediately, come, join. Take it to the office. Abhudupo. Yes, he will take up different things.
Yes.
Hari Krishna.
This can only, such topics, although it is far above us, Maharaj, but nevertheless, hearing it from you, we might get a desire to approach that with utmost respect.
Well guarded.
Yes.
Well guarded.
Yes.
If possible.
Yes, ma'am.
So he is so distant, but still of such time, and that Suti is beneath ground. The Suti, the Veda, from far away, swaying by fingers, the Vajras, in this side. In this side, go, that side. We can't approach more. In this way,
there's a wonderful prayer by the Sutis personified in Brihat Bhagavatamrita. It's a very beautiful moment.
In Bhagavatam also, the Suti, they are trying to get their crime excused.
Given.
Say that we Suti, we failed in our duty to express you, my Lord. We rather what we expressed, that was something like Bhangha. But he was so and so, so playful, so sweet, so accommodating, we could not. We could not understand, we could not express also it like that. I want to tell you, but we ask for that. That you are part of. The Shruti is the same thing. যদি গৌর না হতো কেমন হইত কেমনে ধরিতাম দেহ প্রেম রস সীমা রাধার মনি জলতে জান হাত কিম সিগারেট অফ দি হেরন অফ কৃষ্ণ মহাপ্রভু It was only possible that the devotee can enter there in such the highest quarter of the Leela of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna. How many of them? 11. 11? Yes. Hare
Krishna.
Jaya Vishnupad, Paramahansa.
It is also within Andhra, Andhra province,
yes.
This temple. So Hyderabad has got some influence there. The richest temple in the whole of India.
I wanted to invite you to come there, Maharaj, so they could meet you. I wanted to invite you to Tirupati, so that they could meet you. Maybe they could make you the Acharya there.
It's not possible for me to go so far. I wish you success from here.
They have put Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj and myself and Shankarbrit Das. Shankarbrit. He is one South Indian devotee.
Yes.
They have put us on the advisory council to the executive officer.
Shankarbrit is a disciple of Swami Maharaj?
Yes.
Yes. He comes from Andhra or Kerala?
He comes from
Trivandrum.
Perhaps from Malaya. Bangalore. I think he may be from Bangalore. I'm not sure. He's a notorious disciple of Srila Prabhupada.
Tamil, Andhra, Tamil, and at Karnataka and Kerala.
Yes.
Four sections in the south.
So he wants us also to become active in the press to bring up the quality of the printing. It's very bad quality at present, but they have all modern machinery, computers and big machines. They're spending crores of rupees for printing press.
Hari Charushami, has he reached there?
Bhakti Chua Maharaj is there.
There?
Yes. He was lecturing with us and they liked him very much also. He gave a wonderful lecture. A very scientific lecture for 1 hour and a half. They want him to write this lecture in a book and distribute it in Tamil also, and Telugu. So I also have some good news from you from Delhi.
What is this?
We had that big conference in Delhi,
conference,
you know,
yes,
with two Nobel laureates.
Yes, I heard that.
So in the newspaper it says, Nobel laureate debunks theory of evolution.
What?
Nobel laureate debunks theory of evolution. Debunk.
Bunk.
Debunk.
Debunk.
Debunk means?
Means he has defeated theory of evolution. He has thrown it out. Nobel laureate.
Defeat.
Means
he defeated the theory of evolution.
The Darwin evolution.
Refuted it.
It is finished.
That is finished. All right. That is crashed. Evaporated.
Yes.
It says, Nobel laureate Professor Ilya Prigozhin of Belgium said here today, Darwin's theory of evolution about chance and necessity was no longer valid.
The Hegel's ideal realism is there to back. Ideal realism. The reality is an idea. The beginning, in the beginning of everything, the idea first. Ideal realism. Idea is not an abstract, imaginary thing, but it is real. Everything is the effect of idea. Start in idea, and then it is translated into action. Everywhere we find that. The beginning with idea, and then it realizes itself into action. Hare Krishna, old Hare Krishna, old ideal realism, that is Hegel's theory. And ours, of course, consciousness first. Then these are all the effects of consciousness. So many kinds of experience, they are rather connected. Grathita means just that, what is this to mala gantha ke ki bale? Sutri mani gana aiva in Gita.
Thread. Threading.
Mai hands. Mai sarvam idam prutam sutri mani gana aiva. Just as in a thread, so many jewels are in a garland.
Yes.
So I am within, and everything is just like so many gems, jewels. And I am the sutra, grathita, making them one, coming through, passing through them. Sutri, mayi sarvamidam prutam. Whatever you find, it is all in me, in a thread. Sutri manigana iva, just as in a thread, so many jewels are connected to make it a garland. So I am within, just like a thread. So the beginning, the basis, the foundation is He, the consciousness, the conscious will. And whatever everything is outwardly floating, the depth is the consciousness, is He. Sutri mani gana iva in Bhagavad Gita you find. Sutri mani gana iva. Rasuha mapsu kaunteya prabhasmi sasishurjayu. The very gist of everything, all pervading, that is my apparent, my one function is that. One of my functions. Pervading all through, keeping them, holding them. Rasuho mapsu kaunteya prabhasmi sarisurjaya. And in this way, the very gist of everything within myself. And the conclusion is a sutri mani gana aiva. Just as a thread, He contains so many kinds of gems and flowers and many things. But the thread is there, unified. My position is such. Gaur Hari Gaur.
So they said that we, in when we presented our paper, we presented one paper.
And that is the beginning. You will be able to panbharize.
They said we had established new school of thought.
Mm.
So I was wondering what we
this
call.
Is the oldest school. This is the oldest school. We have taken it, taken up it again.
What should we call this school? They want to call, they should give us a name, a new school of thought. We were thinking of calling it interactionism. Interaction of life and matter. Is that, do you think that would be appropriate?
Parikshit Maharaj is told in the conclusion of Bhagavatam by Sukadeva Goswami, Tanturajan Morisheti Pasubuddhi Mimang Jahi. That you will die, this is an animal consciousness. Don't allow you to come down to the phenomenal world. You are independent, you can stay independently in the world of consciousness. And that is your eternal life. You come down in consciousness
and influenced by the consciousness of matter, then you began to die and to be born. Because this matter comes and goes, but you are eternal, so why do you allow yourself to come down into material consciousness? You can retain your own ego and everything purely in the spiritual sky, the spiritual atmosphere, independent of this matter. Don't allow yourself to come, to indulge in coming in material consciousness. If you do so, you will die and you will be born and death, birth and death. You will be victim to birth and death. Because you are male-focused consciousness in this matter. Otherwise you can live independently. No necessity, no relativity of matter is necessary in your intrinsic life. This kill this butcher, the idea. This is animal consciousness, pasu buddhi. So to come down and identify one with this physical frame. Why do you allow yourself to come down so low? That is the basis of spiritual consciousness. You can live and move freely, and you have got other prospects and resources in the spiritual world. Tanturajan pasubuddhi, marishyeti pasubuddhi, that I shall die, this is animal consciousness, just kill it. And this another key, the conclusion of Bhagavatam, he says, what means? Are you afraid of dying now, you Parikshit, that serpent will come and bite you and you will die? Are you afraid of your death now, still now? No, by your grace, I am fully established in the conscious bottle. Now, whatever the serpent may do with this in the body, I don't care to know in what part he is coming and biting and whatever will be the effect. I don't care for that. I am fully established in my spiritual position, foundation. After the conclusion of Bhagavatam, he was asked in such a way, and replied also in that way. So, we find that in Mahabharata, we find that snake rolled around his neck and then put a bite on the forehead. But in Bhagavatam, the snake came and touched his feet. And Parikshit Maharaj left the world. In Mahabharata stage, what is the forehead biting? In Bhagavat, only the touching the toe of the feet. So much negligence to this material existence. So much intensity of negligence in the material experience that Bhagavat, the author of Bhagavat, say that the material disturbance only touch the feet. However, Mahabharata says he touched the head, but gave his bite into the head. So material consciousness has been so less importance given in Bhagavatam, well established. Same thing, same fact, but ignored its influence, the matter, influence of matter over soul. So negligently shown in Bhagavatam. But Mahabharata, some effect that went to attack in the head. These incidents, material incidents, has no importance. This is under the leg, under the foot, to be trampled down. Material consciousness, prosperity, its charm, all these material achievements to be trampled down underfoot. Because we are got a real position by drinking the nectar of the Leela of the Supreme Entity. Why do we care for these material things, achievements or prosperity, or knowledge or scholarship? Nothing of the thing. Neglectfully done. We are that drunk deep the nectar of Krishna Leela. Mahabharata is not realized such a high stage, not dealt with. Very good. Anyhow, good sign, a good news. The victory. But what the difficulty with ISKCON there? I am told that they already expressed their wish that we don't want to connect with ISKCON. Is it true?
Tirupati.
Anything like that?
Some devotees have gone to Tirupati.
Yes.
And they were not pleased with their activities.
Who was the leader of that party?
Different devotees have gone, and they found that were too aggressive. So he only wants to have those devotees who are not, who understand the mentality.
Yeah, anyhow, Swami Maharaj, you are there, Swami Maharaj is
yes,
there.
Yes, they know Swami Maharaj, they respect him.
Whether he's gone or this trust,
but,
trust.
They discriminate one between himself. Good devotees and bad devotees.
Yes?
They are very pleased with Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj. He is very pleased with Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj. He is very pleased with him.
He is very
pleased.
He
likes him very much. So they are very happy to have him there to work with. We have made some programs of giving lectures to the staff of TTD and started one temple program in one small temple in the housing colony, and they want us to do Nagar Sankirtan daily. Simple program. They don't want us to build one temple because already the temple is there. They simply want us to do Nagar Sankirtan and give lectures about Bhakti Yoga. Eventually they will give us some land. We want to get 100 acres so we can build our institute.
On the hill or on the lowland?
On the lowland. The hill is considered Sheshanagar.
Sheshanagar.
Ramanuja considered that hill to be Sheshanagar.
On which side the temple? On the southern?
I'm not sure what side that is. That is the side toward the Tirupati. When you're coming up the hill.
The train from Gudur, from main line Gudur, Madras, Calcutta, from Gudur Junction.
Yes.
Is small, narrow gauge line going on. On which side of the line?
Well, when we are coming from Gudur to Tirupati, you can see that side of the hill. You can see on the hill there is the hoods, the heads of Sheshanag. And that mountain goes around and it curls around at the bottom, just like the tail.
There is a quarrel between Shankara and Ramanuja Sampradaya there. And both of them demanded the Sankaracharya Sampradaya told them Shiva Murti. And Ramanuja said, no, he's Vishnu Murti, Narayana. Then some the weapons were placed there and the doors closed. Then, anyhow, it was found afterwards that the weapons of Narayana has been caught by the hand of them, by the deity. And it was decided that it is Vishnumurti, not Shivamurti. We are told like that. And also it is told that Ramanuja was Shesha, Sheshavata, taking the body of a serpent. He entered through the in Nalike Kivala, the drain, and put the weapons into the hands of the Murti and then passed away. Gently. There is a story like that. Balaji.
I also heard that Ramanuja, he went up that hill with his knees. He tied his feet and he walked on his knees because he did not want to step on Seshanaga. Seven hills and seven mountains to cross for getting to Balaji.
No.
Maharaj, one Nobel laureate also stayed at our temple in Bombay. One Nobel Prize winner, Nobel laureate, he stayed with us in Bhaktivedanta Institute in Bombay
for
2 days. His name is George Wald.
George
Wald.
Wald.
Yes, he's from Harvard. Harvard University.
Harvard University.
U.S. And he came and he stayed with us for 2 days, and he gave lecture to the devotees in the temple.
Following your line.
He does not.
You are proud of your knowledge, proud of your knowledge, and you want to lower down the position of the knowledge itself. You must hold that it is a primary thing. And all the, they are all the effect of knowledge. And the stone producing knowledge is shameful to hear for the scholars. The valuation of knowledge that it is coming from the stone. Yes. That's possible for the reason.
He thinks that that we come from the star, from the dying star. He says man has been born. The star had to die so that man can be born.
A moon or sun, everything came from the sun, but where from this does the sun come? Matter comes from matter. What is the new thing? Earth, moon, all comes from the sun, but sun is also material substance. So matter comes from matter, no new thing there. It is all stayed. That is no explanation at all. Matter is dividing itself into different planets. What is the charm of in the argument there? Big matter particles are thrown this side, that side. Is it an explanation? Usagolokesmin, demonic and deity, what is from deity adjective? Demon or the demonic?
Divine.
Divine. The divine and the demonic. The fossil father, that is demonic conception. The divine must come down from high to low. Divinity must be given the first preference in existence. such noble thing that is burned on the on a stone. Suicidal to think. The divinity, stone has given birth to divinity. What is this thing? How a man can think? A rational man?
It is very unreasonable.
Yes.
The idea is very unreasonable.
Yes. Still unreasonable, but it is foolish, unfortunate, and the meanness. Mean-heartedness. The stone has produced divinity.
How is it that so many big scholars have been fooled by this theory?
Eh? You'll be able, by the grace of Swami Maharaj, to disperse them, throw them into the ocean.
We sold many of our science books, you know. We have some science books that we made. And at that conference, many people bought those books. At least 50% of the members bought our books. We were all sold out. And also we sold some Bhagavad Gitas. So they are finding a lot of interest in our books now.
Many books distributed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, by Gyanak Boy. At the meeting in...
in Delhi.
In Delhi meeting.
Delhi meeting.
Yes. They thought this was very interesting, our approach. Combining Eastern and Western philosophy. Somehow, all over the world, interest is developing in consciousness. I don't know how, but everyone is becoming interested.
Because in the internal nature, everyone cannot but have sympathy. This is, after all, foreign thing. The Darwin theory and all these, this misconception, ignorance, that is, that cannot be have its own independent existence. That just like a cover, a spear, that cannot be reality. Outcome, calling. Superficial.
But why so many people now are becoming interested? Oh, at one, at this time especially. Before, not so many people
though
were interested.
Though foreign, agantuk, not parasite, or what is called. It has come, it is not in it, but it is come from out, but still at the present that has got the overwhelming power, the ignorance. So, but still it cannot be intrinsic. It is only foreign thing indented. Not natural. But like this, Bhāsaṁ śujirnān yathā vihāya. We can take it, we can leave it. Like a cover, like a garment. Not in it.
But why at this time, now, at present, they are giving up? Previously they were accepting, at this time now they are giving up. Why this time is so special?
This Kali Yuga, the special grant of grace that comes with Mahaprabhu, gradually to help the people from such intense ignorance, which is generally by turn comes here to visit this mundane world. Svatya Teta Dapar Kali. Just after winter comes summer. After summer, rainy season, in this way, the movement of the time. The Kali comes, and ignorance gathered more. And then also to help the inmates of Kali, a special grant also comes. And thereby they are benefited. And they can do away with the darkness. Like that higher knowledge, higher grace. Maya is ignorance is there, light is also there. In some places sometimes light predominates, and in some places suppose darkness predominates. But that does not mean that darkness must be a positive thing. Light is desirable, that is positive, positive thing. Darkness may not be given the importance of light, though it is eternal.